Southern albacore tuna migrates across some of the most remote stretches of the Pacific, from Queensland to the Cook Islands. Compared to other species, it was thought to be bulletproof. Now it's down to 40% of its pre-fishing levels. Graham Pilling, one of the scientists who discovered the alarming fall in numbers, says fishing effort needs to be cut.
We've had a look to see what would happen if the current levels of effort remain within the fishery and the stock would carry on falling and catch rates would carry on falling as well.
In the past decade, the fleet chasing southern albacore has grown dramatically, with large numbers of Chinese boats entering the fishery for the first time. The new stock data, which comes from the region's peak science organisation, has sent a chill across the region. The 11 nations which own the fishery, backed by the 17 nations of the Pacific Islands Forum Fisheries Agency, have decided to take on the distant water fishing fleets by recommending a stock target or reference point of 45% of unfished stocks. Wes Norris is the Forum Fisheries Agency's Acting Director General.
The target reference point that's being recommended is going to require a cut in the order of 40% of the catch in the fishery in order to achieve it. Now, obviously, for a group of developing states who are reliant on these fisheries and the revenue that they produce, that's a very confronting prospect. So it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort and sensitivity in the WCPFC to work out exactly how these cuts are going to be achieved, and in particular the nasty business of who has to bear the brunt of the conservation action.
The WCPFC is the management body that brings the Pacific and the fishing powers from Europe, Asia and North America together to decide on fishing rules. Pacific nations can impose rules in their own 200-mile exclusive economic zones, but need approval of the fishing powers to extend the regime into international waters. Stan Crothers, fishery spokesperson for Tokelau, says the need for action is urgent.
Right now, right around the Pacific, you see boats tied up. These countries are already facing very serious pain because of the overfishing of this particular fishery. It's almost a situation where there are no real alternatives. If they carry on the same as we've been doing, essentially the domestic fleets of all of these countries will be wiped out within 5 years.
A cut of 40% of fishing effort is an ambitious target. In the past, the distant water fishing nations have been unwilling to act. Wes Norris says all nations will have to cut catches if the fishery is to be economically viable.
I think there's an appreciation that given the magnitude of the reductions that we're talking about, there is going to have to be mutual effort. No one is going to be immune from the management measures that are going to be taken for the fishery. It's just a matter of working out how we can do this in ways that is fair and equitable and respects the provisions of the WCPFC Convention that protect small island developing states.
Success in negotiations with the fishing powers relies on Pacific solidarity.
In this fishery in the past, it would be fair to say that it wasn't that solid. But 18 months ago, ministers agreed that they needed to take strong collective action, and this resulted in an agreement amongst them called the Tokelau Arrangement. And 11 countries have signed on, all the major countries that are involved in, all the major Pacific countries involved in the albacore fishery have signed on, and I'm really confident that they will hang together to achieve a good outcome in this fishery.
The distant water fishing powers next meet the island nations for negotiations in Bali in December.